question was asked. We find in Halacha that a woman seems to be not obligated in honoring her parents. Husband is. Why is this so? So I want to begin with correcting the question. Let me read the Shulchan Aruch and the laws of Kibud Av Va'Em. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Echad Ha'ish ve'Echad Ha'isha Shavin ve'Kavod u've'Mora Shel Avim. A man and a woman are equally obligated in honoring their parents and respecting them. Ela she'isha en biyada la'asot she'im shubedet le'ba'ala. But imagine someone signs a contract that says they will be there every day to cross the elderly from the old age home from 9 to 5. That's their contract. So now their parent says, but I need you at 9:30 in the morning to go shopping with me. Isn't that part of honoring your parents? So you say, I'd love to, but I signed the contract. I'm sort of responsible. The old people who come out of the old age home and go into the old age home, they're counting on me to cross them. That's my job. That's the agreement I signed into. I'm allowed to get a job. I need to feed my family. I'm allowed to lead a normal life. But I want you to take me shopping at 9:30 in the morning. But I can't. And what happens if you're the ambulance driver? And what happens if you're the CEO? Meaning there are scenarios where you have a responsibility and you can't be there. You just can't. So the idea is that when a woman gets married, she's signing into an agreement to run a house. She's signing into an agreement that she will take care of the kids and take care of the food and take care of cleaning and take care of the laundry. He's going to take care to feed her. He's going to take care to make a livelihood. He's going to take care to help. He's going to take care to respect her. But she has certain obligations. He has certain obligations. With his obligations, he has more availability to honor his parents. With her obligations, she has less availability to honor her parents. So it's not that she has less of a responsibility. She has the same responsibility as he does. Only within her obligations in a marriage, to the family, to the marriage, to the home, so then the halacha says, I cannot make demands of her as though she were the husband. The husband can say, I have a 9-to-5 job, I'm making ends meet for the house, I'm going to take off a day to be with my parents. The wife can't tell the husband, well, you deal with the kids today, I'm going to be with my parents. That's not fair. The deal is, I'm supposed to work, you're supposed to deal with the house. She can say, I got all my responsibilities done, and so I'm going to help my parents. My parents live around the corner, and it isn't relevant to you. If I'm doing my end of things, and I have a spare 6 hours a day to spend helping them, why not? Where are the kids in that time? But let's imagine a couple that doesn't have kids, or they already married off the kids. Meaning, today, our lifespan is 70 plus. By the time you're 45, 50, 55, you've married off the kids. And you can expect you'll still have parents who need you. So then a husband can't say, honey, you don't have Kibud Av Va'Em. You're for me. No, it doesn't work that way. There's a certain responsibility she has to the home. And what the halacha says is, in the times that she is responsible to the home, just like she doesn't have to daven during those times, just like women don't generally daven 3 tefillot a day, they say a quick request and that's it. So the halacha also says that the smooth functioning of the home does not usually allow them to honor their parents the way a husband would. Does that mean they don't have the obligation? No, they have the same obligation as a man. But the halacha gives them an out. The halacha says, most often, they will not be able to do it within their obligations to the home. And that's why the halacha says you don't have to. But what would a decent husband do? A decent husband tells his wife, I'll cover for you with the kids and you go deal with your parents. He doesn't have to. In the framework of the home, these are her first responsibilities, these are her second responsibilities. It makes a big difference. But we have to see that it goes the other way too. When the halacha gives her that freedom of saying you're not responsible, the halacha is saying under most circumstances you won't be able to, so you're not obligated. And under most circumstances, a husband will be able to more than his wife, so he is obligated. But it's not that the halacha says you don't have to because you're a woman. No, you do have to. There's no difference between you. When you signed into marriage, the nature of your responsibilities in a classical marriage are going to be such that you probably will have less ability to do it. What would we say today? He's the one running the home. He's taking care of the kids. She's outside. She's the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Go deal with your parents, lady. You can't say, well, I'm a wife. I'm less responsible. No, you're not. The idea was when your responsibilities preclude your ability to honor your parents, then the halacha gave you an out. If your responsibilities are not that way, if a couple is barren, they don't have kids, and the wife can get all her responsibilities done in an hour or two, the house is ready, food is ready, the clothes are clean, she says, what am I supposed to do? This all day? No, don't do that all day. Make up with your husband, and I said, there will be scenarios in modern day where things are very different. That's true. Aside from that, it's pretty self-evident that the husband shouldn't stand in her way, assuming his in-laws don't destroy their marriage. You know, there are in-laws that will always tell the wife what a lousy husband she has, and then a husband is within his rights to say, I don't want you to spend that your extra time there. You help me with A, help me with B. It's not fair. They're destroying our marriage. But if it's a normal situation, again, I shouldn't say normal because that's also normal. If it's not that situation, it's within the range of normal. You shouldn't think that if that happens to you, it's not normal. It's within the range of normal. It's not fun. You can't say it's not normal. So under other circumstances, then the recommendation would be that why shouldn't you help your in-laws? Of course you want to help your in-laws. But I want to add something. This was all in the laws of Kibbutz Aveim. Now let's look at the laws of marriage. Ha'ish shamal. A man tells his wife, "Eni dal b'mavui zeh. I don't want to live on this block. There are evil people there. There are immodest people there. There are apostates there. I'm scared of them." You have to listen to him. You can't say that he's destroying the marriage if he tells his wife, "I have to leave this block. I can't stay here." We moved into an apartment once, and after we unloaded the truck and all the boxes were in the house, I see people, I come back from Ma'ariv, I went out to Daven, I come back from Ma'ariv, and I see there's non-stop action, people going up, people coming down, people going up, people coming down. Non-stop action in the hallway, in the building. So I asked one of the neighbors, I said, what's going on here? Why are there so many people going up and down? He says, you don't know? I said, no, I don't know. He says, the top floor is a brothel. I said, what?
You never been here before?
I told my wife, we can't unpack. We're not staying here. But we're not unpacking. I'm not staying in that. I'm not staying. I said, well, we can't stay here. I didn't know such thing exists. And fortunately for me, they moved out that week. We didn't unpack. I said, we have to start figuring out where we're moving to. We have to see how we can get out of this contract. I'm not staying here. That's this halacha. A husband is within his rights to say, I'm scared of living in this neighborhood. There's immodest things going on around me. I can't live here. And she has the right to say that in a marriage too. Even though he says, I don't mind that there's immodest things going on around me. She has the right to say, no, I can't stay in this neighborhood. This isn't modest enough for me. Those are her rights. Wait. What happens if a man says to his wife, I don't want to go, I don't want your father or mother or brothers or sisters to come to our house. Your parents annoy me. Your parents are always saying bad things about me. Your parents are not fair to me. He is within his rights. She will go to them when things happen, when they need her. And he cannot hold her back from going to her parents once a month and every holiday. But she cannot force him to live in the house with her parents. He's entitled to say, in my house, I don't have to deal with that. unless she got sick and she says, I want my family to help me. Or she gave birth and she says, I want my mother here. All of this is Shulchan Aruch. A woman's rights in the marriage, a husband's rights in the marriage. Listen to the balance. On the one hand, he's... again, you don't want to take out the legal documents in a marriage and say, honey, this is what it says here. Right? That's not the way a marriage is supposed to work. But it still gives us a framework of the minimum, Chazal said. This is when things are not normal. When things are not normal, when things are, you have tremendous explosions, the halacha says, it doesn't, wait, says the Shulchan Aruch, and she too has a right to say, I don't want your mom and dad and brothers and sisters in my house. I don't want to live with them as my neighbors because they bother me. It's within her rights.
It balances it out.
Listen to the halacha. You asked where men's rights, women's rights, keep it aveim. You have to know this side too. On the one hand, and here it doesn't. Okay, so that's just, I think that completes the picture in terms of the system. Again, this is not what we aspire to. In a normal marriage, you help your in-laws, you're there for them, they help you, you help them. You hope you have good circumstances, and that's the way it works, and you want your wife to be able to help them. Nonetheless, the blueprint of the basis, the minimum, is what we just learned.